Yeah, don't get us wrong. There's still going to be plenty of randomness to the show.
Of course, that's the name of the show. The other name is Off Topic.
But this is football.
What you want, we've got, and it might be hard to listen, but it makes your rage glisten. Our voice is about the games. And you know, we talk about the latest goings, more so than any other, and our Mountain West matters. Well, will you listen to this podcast too? And you rant about this podcast too. Just a site where Jeremy analyzes some matches and kiss me in the britches. We do some good interviews. And you know, from Fresno all the way to Boise, from Logan down to Esty, they're calling out our name. Where will you listen to this podcast too?
Welcome into possibly the greatest podcast ever for Mountain West Connection.
You love this podcast too.
Is that too big of hype here? Should we stop now?
Yes. Let's just leave.
All right, we'll close the door on our way out, but this is the Mountain West Connection, MWCConnection.com's website. As I say, every week we've been dabbling in Facebook Live videos at Mountain West Connection on our Facebook page or MWC Connection. Jeremy Moss here. We are going to do our... We call it the mega preview. I know we've done 2+ hours. Not going to be the case tonight. We'll cover a lot of ground, but we're not bringing on every contributor we have. We have myself, who may or may not be an expert in Jeremy Moss. Chris Hondres, who's joining us once again and maybe in the future. Say hello.
Hi.
He wrote a post about the website. If you don't read it, he'll be back here and there, but he's kind of moving on, which is perfectly fine and awesome. And Matt Kennerly, who went to Fresno State practice on Saturday. Who apparently a commenter doesn't know on Facebook Live you can't do landscape. So there's that. All right, so here's what we're doing for the show. We are explicitly stealing off of, not stealing, but a fan poster who sticks around every now and then, does some stuff, was a TMS Stafford, I guess, without the vowels. He put together season predictions. We'll probably front page this again. He's done this the past couple of years, which is pretty cool. We need some more comments on there, but we'll go through just a list like Coach of the Year, Championship Game, all sorts of stuff. Is anybody going to keep track of this during the show?
Somebody should. By the way, he's been doing this the last couple of years, and every single year that he's done this, we've actually done our preview. It like coincides with our preview mm-hmm. podcast, and we go directly off of his stuff.
How do we want to start? Do we want to start with my sheet I kind of put up, or the fan post on the website?
Let's start with your stuff.
All right, so kind of what I did here, let's kind of go through the news really quick of kind of what we know going through camp. Right now, Air Force, not too much going on. Colorado State, three quarterbacks, really? Are they really going with three quarterbacks?
To the quarterback!
in a sense, it makes... You know,
no sense. No, it doesn't make any sense.
I'll make the argument for it because when we talked about Colorado State in the preview, I kind of talked against it. So I'll play the devil's advocate. This is the team that probably has designs on making a run at the Mountain Division title. And so
this year, 2016, they do?
Yeah. I mean, I don't see why not. They were very competitive in that division last year.
Okay.
And so I guess to me, the argument you make is it's a matter of due diligence. You want to make sure that you have the right guy.
Yeah, but Nick Stevens led the conference in touchdowns. I know Brett Rippon didn't play the first couple games, but he led the league in touchdowns, 60% completion percentage. Yes, he had 12 picks. He was, third or fourth in total yards or yards per game. I don't know how you could replace him from a graduate transfer. And then you got also Colin Hill apparently is in the mix. And on top of that, our staff, at least most of us, put him, we ranked Nick Stevens 26th overall.
That's also true.
I did not, but
I also did not put him in the list, just for the record, if people care.
Well, I wasn't in the list anywhere, so you...
No, it's okay. You're on your way out. Who cares what you say?
There we go. There it is. That's what I wanted.
Tension in the final. No.
What's interesting to me about this quarterback situation is, you know, there's a similar thing going on in New Mexico right now, which we talked about in their preview podcast. We seem to have less of a problem with that than we do with the fact that Colorado State's basically doing the same thing. But I think we can all agree that both of those teams, the Lobos and the Rams, are, if not title contenders, they're at least contenders in the, you know, to take the division. Am I wrong?
I disagree with the Rams. Next year, not this year. I would put Colorado State fourth, even behind Utah State.
What about you, Chris?
I think it's going to stay the same. I think Colorado State's fairly low on my list. And if they had a starter quarterback ready to go, if they had Nick Stevens ready to go and they didn't have any quarterback scenarios, like, this would be a no-brainer. I'd place them between probably third or fourth. I think the difference between New Mexico is New Mexico, it's kind of been Austin Apodaca and Lamar Jordan, and they've kind of always been switching back and forth. Even though I still feel that Lamar Jordan should be just the guy. That's kind of how the New Mexico system has kind of worked. Colorado's state system has not worked like that effectively.
Yeah, I mean, it's just interesting because we're seeing competitions all across the conference this month. And it's just that, to me, I think Colorado State has higher expectations than many of the other teams that are having competitions right now, like Hawaii and Fresno State. Like, those teams are trying to get back to respectability. You know, Colorado State is perhaps the one team in that conversation that's really trying to win now.
As they should be, but that's my point. You have the guy who had the most touchdown passes last year. It's like when I made the point back in December with Boise State. Is Brian Harsin really going to not start Brett Rypien? First team all conference quarterback. And so that's why I kind of made the point back in our Rams preview. I'm like, no, it's going to be Nick Stevens. But then he kept saying it. I don't know. Maybe this is just the ultimate confidence builder to give him the job, saying you beat out two guys. You brought out a guy I used to coach out in Georgia, but it's going to be Stevens all along. I still expect it to be Nick Stevens, but maybe he's Mike Bobo is the greatest coach ever to put in this competition to make it seem real. Whereas he can say, yeah, you beat out two guys, you beat out my guy who I coached years ago and recruited, and you're that good. Maybe it's eventually going to be a confidence boost at the end. I don't know, but I would still bet good money Nick Stevens is going to start day one.
I would too.
So let's go to your team, you and your other team, one of your three teams, UNLV. Do you have a preference for Johnny Stanton or Kurt Palahniuk?
Honestly, I'd rather have Johnny Stanton at this point just because he's the JUCO transfer. He seems like he knows what he's doing. He seems like he's fitting in Tony Sanchez's system pretty well. I don't trust Kurt Palahniuk to pass to, you know, make over 50% of his passes. There's too much scramble. There's too much indecision. And I feel like unless he seriously steps up and gets ready, I think Stanton's going to be the guy. And I think the you know, Las Vegas Review Journal, I think some of the guys are starting to agree with me there too.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree with Chris too. I agree with Chris too. And the other thing I would point out is that, you know, to some extent, both UNLV and Colorado State, while we're talking about both of them, you know, it's not like whoever seizes the starting quarterback job is going to step into a situation where they have to shoulder the load like a Brett Rypien might. UNLV's got some talent at running back behind him, and so does Colorado State. They have at least a 1-2 punch that they can count on at both of those places. And so, you know, they've still got 3 weeks to figure this out one way or the other, but I think it's nice that they don't have to step in and be like the guy who does everything.
I think, that makes sense. I think also Stanton with the receiving core that UNLV has, with Devontae Boyd and the other guys, like redshirt guys coming in, I think you want the bigger arm in Stanton to be the guy. And I know it's a close competition, but I think it's going to be Stanton because, well, Palahniuk, Chris said, like, you were right. He kind of moved around last year. He came in as the change of pace guy. And it's hard to judge how accurate he is when you're coming in cold and they know you're probably going to throw. So I may give him a little bit of benefit of the doubt, but I still think with the receiving group they have and the running game still not, we'll see how that goes early on. But I think it should be Stanton going forward. Then Hawaii, They actually wrapped up camp yesterday because they got that early game versus Cal in Australia. They still have four quarterbacks. Ikeka Woosley, team captain, but that's not necessarily meaning he's going to be a starter. I think there it'll be him as well. He did okay. I think he had a 20-yard touchdown pass in their scrimmage. But I expect it to be Woosley, even though they have a new QB there, or new coach there in Rolovich. And the other guys, they haven't really played that much. So that's why I go with the guy who's actually played FBS experience.
Yeah, I
would agree, except
there's
I think
that.
Woolsey is bad. So, I mean, I can understand going with the guy who's been there and has the live experience before, but, you know, this is, like I said, this is the different kind of situation where, you know, it's basically, is it a year zero situation like Bill Connolly always talks about, where the head coach is really stepping in and starting the kind of rebuilding from the foundation up? Or is this a team that has pieces in place and could surprise, like perhaps UNLV did last year? I think it makes sense for them to have this competition just because, you know, if you're looking for the guy who's going to be there, not just for this year, but for the next couple of years, it's probably one of the other guys in that competition.
Like, wait, isn't that correct? They do have Paul Harris, so that can help him out a bit because he was one of the many guys who had over 1,000 yards last year on the ground. All right, so let's go real quick with you. One more thing, Matt. You were at Fresno's practice. What's the scrimmage, what you're able to see? It's their first and only open scrimmage. What, Chasen Virgil, Zach Klein, the transfer? Who, what happened at quarterback?
Well, I mean, it's really hard to say because the defense really outplayed the offense overall on Saturday. What you saw out of Virgil was a lot of what I'd seen in past scrimmages, past practices. You know, when he gets flushed out of the pocket, he can still run past defenders. And he had a couple of big runs in the scrimmage. But, you know, overall, both Virgil and Klein were, you know, they were pushed off their spot in the pocket a lot. And, you know, they both made a couple of questionable throws. Virgil had one interception that was thrown to Deshaun Potts. You know, Virgil made, he also made a couple of good decisions. They both did in, you know, learning to throw the ball away when there was no play being made. But again, it's one of those things where, you know, they got 3 weeks to figure this out. And it's just, you know, at first the offense took a little bit of time to get going. They made some plays later in the scrimmage that, you know, gave you a little bit of hope. But this is a competition that's still very much, you know, in the process of being
all right,
figured out.
Good. So let's the other teams we didn't touch on. There's not a ton of news out of Boise, San Diego, San Jose, or Nevada. We're still waiting for a scrimmage for the Wolfpack there. Other teams, Wyoming, it's going to be Allen at QB. Utah State, they're doing, I guess they want a receiver to step up, but quarterback's the king, and we want to go over those teams. Same with Air Force, not a ton going on. So should we, let's just get to really quick. Let's go to the out of conference games. Chris, how about you? Haven't been able to chime in the last couple of minutes. What's your, like, me and Matt both put top five. Like, what's your, what out of conference game are you most looking forward to? Like, name a couple.
I think always at the top of the list is Air Force Navy or Air Force Army. Both of those is just Commander in Chief Trophy. I think Air Force Navy first of all. It's always just way too much fun to watch. So that's there. I think Boise State, probably Boise State BYU, just because it's turned into a fun little rivalry. And as much as I hate to say this, the two schools are so similar to each other, yet so different. Like, it's become, like, it really has become a hated rivalry to an extent. Probably my final, I want to see how San Diego State fares against Cal. I know I see Hawaii versus Cal and everybody's all excited to go to Sydney. I don't think that's going to be a great game. I think Cal versus San Diego State will really see, you know, especially amongst this Big 12 stuff, can San Diego State really step out of its shadows and then really, you know, be dominant, be that dominant team, especially to a middling Pac-12 team like
that's
Cal.
Stuck there. No, we're going to bring that up later.
No, that was last year. We can forget about it.
Those games covered most of mine. A couple that you didn't mention that I had, New Mexico at Rutgers. because hear me out, people. I know I'm much more higher than the Lobos than probably anybody or probably should be who's not from Albuquerque, but it'd be the big. I don't. It's like when the Rams scheduled a Ford game series versus Vanderbilt. These are the games you want to go out and win, where they're an okay team from big conference going on the road cross country. It'll be a, if they beat Rutgers, it's gonna be oh cool they beat Rutgers. It's not gonna be a big deal, but if they lose, it doesn't matter. But I think when we talked about the Lobos, all of us, they should beat Rutgers on the road, and that's a big game. That'd give New Mexico a bunch of credit and pump them up a little bit, like, oh, we can beat these other teams that probably recruit better, bigger conference, all that fun sort of stuff. So I just like that game because I want to see New Mexico beat Rutgers, just because. And then I'm pretty much saying Hawaii-Cal just because it's in Australia. We'll see what Hawaii can do. Nick Rolovich's first game. It's opening college football, but I also have Cal, San Diego State, the Commander-in-Chief games, Boise, BYU. But Matt has a few others on his list.
Yeah, I mean, when I was thinking of best out-of-conference games, I was thinking of games that I think are going to be exciting as well as games that I think our Mountain West teams can, you know, compete and win. So, I mean, I'm kind of a big fan of the rivalry-type games. Like, the big one I would look forward to seeing is Colorado State versus Colorado and the Rocky Mountain Showdown, obviously. You know, but even those kind of, you know, lower-key rivalries like New Mexico and New Mexico State, Utah State versus BYU. But I mean, beyond those, the one that I'm really looking forward to seeing is when Washington State goes to Boise to take on the Broncos. Just because I figure that's going to be, that could be the highest scoring out of conference game that we see all season out of any team conference.
Over under 85 points, and a half.
I mean, you know, first to 50 probably, you know what I mean? Yeah. And then, you know, like Chris said, I always look forward to, you know, Navy versus Air Force. You know, both, I think, mentioned Boise versus BYU. But the other one I think is kind of
would you make the drive to watch that game? I'm also kind of
looking forward to is Utah versus San Jose State.
Good point.
That would depend on what I have to do that weekend.
Let me tell you.
But, yeah, I mean, if I had nothing else to do, yeah, I don't see why not.
Hey, Matt, I might take a run.
You know, it's a Utah team that's probably going to have a pretty good defense and kind of a middling offense.
This actually, what I've been hearing, this might be their best defensive line ever, which is saying quite a
and
bit.
And they're going to San Jose, right?
Yes.
And, you know, that kind of opponent doesn't really come to Spartan Stadium all that often. And I would really like to see what, you know, the Spartans can do with Kenny Potter, quarterback, you know, trying to replace Tyler Irvin. Can the offense stack up against this defense that apparently is getting a lot of hype in the preseason?
With their really quick on that game for a second, Utah always plays man coverage no matter what. So if Potter's as accurate as we think he is or should be, and there's some receivers, whether it's Billy Freeman or whoever else steps up, that could be a way where Spartans could make some noise in that game if Potter has enough time. And with that single coverage on whoever's catching the ball, that's an area where Utah sticks with it, and it either gets or they're great with it, like guys like Sean Smith or Eric Weddle, or it could bite them in the butt. So we'll see. All right, so let's go to the best league games really quick. I had a couple here. I'll kind of start off again. I think the number one overall, and people maybe call, like, whatever, I don't care what people say about what teams we talk about or care about or root for, because we hate every team or love every team. But I think one of the biggest games has to be Boise State at New Mexico. Because this, you talk about rivals in the conference, this, like, Curtis, you could attest to this, when they joined the league, outside of year one, New Mexico has given them fits every single year, including the win last year.
Yeah, it's been extremely frustrating. And I'm not sure if that's a football Bob thing or if a New Mexico style thing. I just it's crazy.
Yeah, it's just And one of my next ones really quick. This is probably the biggest game in the West Division. We all agree Aztecs are going to run away, but San Diego State at Nevada, if Nevada's going to have any chance to pull off the upset to win the division, they must win that game. I don't think they will, but I have that game. I have also Boise at Air Force because we know what happened 2 years ago. And then I got Aztecs at Utah State. We'll see if the Aggies defense comes back around, if they will step up after losing their entire linebackers to NFL. And then just because it happened last year, Fresno State at UNLV is a weird game, and that's kind of maybe a measuring stick for both schools, kind of how they're kind of build their self back up.
you want to go next?
Yeah, sure. Obviously, Boise State, New Mexico is a big one, as you've said before. I'm going to switch it around. I'm going to say San Diego State, San Jose State. I think that'll be the key. I think that will be the key divisional game for the Aztecs. You know, it's San Jose State, once again, another wild card team. You guys were a little bit bigger on them than I was, but who knows really what the hell's going to happen. And then the third one, and once again, this is kind of my own particular bias, but it's absolutely fun every year to see. It's always crazy, and the hatred is real. UNLV.
That's what I thought for the Fremont. Who, I know I should know this, but who owns the Fremont? What color is the Fremont cannon, Chris?
It is red, my friend.
I'm just making sure. I wasn't joked. It wasn't me playing stupid. I honestly didn't recall who it was. I just remember the tweet. I forget what coach it was, says, I know where something about a blank spot where the cannon should be or something. I don't remember, but that's a fun one too. Isn't it on Halloween this year or something like that? Late October?
It better be. Remember, Halloween is Nevada Day.
It is. All right, so Matt, what are any different games you're looking forward to on this schedule, league wise?
Yeah, I won't repeat the ones you guys have already mentioned because I had on my list the kind of little mini round robin between Boise, New Mexico, but also Air Force. You know, because we don't want to discount the Falcons as, you know, defending division champions. The other one I had on my list was San Diego State versus Wyoming, because Donnell Pumphrey versus Brian Hill. You know, I think last year Pumphrey had the obvious upper hand. You know, Brian Hill only had 72 yards on 20 carries in that game, and the Cowboys really got, you know, blown out of the water. But, you know, the Aztecs are going to Wyoming, which could be interesting. And, you know, if the Cowboys are showing signs of life by the time those two teams meet up, you never know. But I think at the very least, if you're getting a matchup between the conference's two best running backs, you have to take notice of that.
No, that makes sense. I was trying to pull up when that game was, if there's weather involved. I think we looked, but I don't think it's a night game or anything, but or late in the year. But that it could be interesting. You never know. Wyoming beat Air Force a couple years ago. They have that new strength coach where everybody's bulking up, like all their linemen, O linemen are getting well above 300 pounds. So maybe not going to win, but like I said, if you have Brian Hill there, he can bust off 250 yards at will against any team. I don't know if he will, but that would be, yeah, that's a good one. So really quick, let's kind of move along here on my list here. So games you want to travel to really quick. This is always fun. We have our guy from, I show his name. Chad Scott put up a travel list for conference games. So check that out. It's on our front page. Should be there for a while. But I just picked a couple just because they're fun places to go to. Nevada, Notre Dame. Nevada probably won't win, but going to South Bend be pretty cool. And then Fresno at Nebraska. Maybe check out some sites at some point and hope and see the Nebraska faithful cheer Fresno, even though, sorry, Matt, it's probably not going to be a close one. And New Mexico Rutgers, because when I'm at Rutgers, I really want to see New York City. And that's what they're known for, Rutgers in New York City.
Yeah, but that's like saying, okay. But that's like saying, like, how do I put this in?
You don't have to, it's your last show here. Come on.
Saying you want to go to Rutgers because you want to go to New York City is like saying I want to go to East LA because I want to see downtown Los Angeles.
It's like saying Idaho is Idaho's team.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry, Vandals fans, all 12 of you.
I think they're 10 now that they're FCS.
It's like saying... Never mind, I'm stopping that.
Where would you want to travel to, Chris?
You know what? I'm surprised you guys didn't write this down. I want to go to Hawaii Cal in Sydney.
I thought about that, but then I was like, I don't want to really see a blowout.
I don't care. It's less about seeing a blowout and more about kind of being in Australia.
Going to the Opera House, heading out to the beach.
Yeah, and seeing if a Hawaii quarterback, they can get a kangaroo to wear a Hawaii jersey and play my quarterback.
All right, I'm cutting that up for something later on.
Darn it, where's the other out of conference schedules? Come back to me on this one, Matt.
go to your three, and I'll come back to you.
Okay, so I'll second Fresno State and Nebraska just because I am actively trying to go to Lincoln for that game for a number of reasons. I will also second the Nevada versus Notre Dame trip just because it would be cool to see Touchdown Jesus and, you know, be in that kind of atmosphere. The third one on my list that I thought would be really interesting to see is Utah State at the Coliseum versus the Trojans.
I've been there, done that. Sorry.
Well,
same game too.
But I mean, and it's funny because like my girlfriend has been to the Coliseum. She was actually there for the Fresno State game back in 2005, the infamous Reggie Bush game. But I've never been, and I remember watching that game the Aggies played in the Coliseum a few years ago when Chucky Keaton was the quarterback. And, you know, he was running for his life pretty much the entire game. But they really held the Trojans down. And I would be interested to see, you know, even though they're losing a lot of star power on defense, you know, so is USC on offense. And I would like to see how the Aggies stack up with this year's Trojans, basically.
So, my other two, I think I would have to say I want to see Boise State at Louisiana Lafayette. Lafayette, I've heard, is kind of like a living, breathing college town with just full of Cajun influences. And not like raging Cajuns, but like real Cajun culture. I think that would be quite fantastic to go to. And third one, kind of a different thing. Colorado State at Minnesota. Really want to see the Twin Cities.
Okay, that's fair. I know none of us mentioned the Academy games, but that's kind of a given that you want to check out Annapolis or West Point and stuff, but head out there. That, why not? Minnesota, Minneapolis, pretty good town, pretty good area. So yeah, let's move on, I guess. I don't know. I have nothing to add. I thought I had something to say, but I did not. We're going to skip the next portion here because we'll get to this one later, guys. So let's really quick. Coach be fired in season, negative. Matt says negative. Chris, negative?
No. Not at all.
I would say the closest thing if the wheels fall for Fresno State and like 0-6, but I don't see that happening. That's like the only coach where I think that's a legitimate possibility. But even then, he's going to get a chance to finish the year with his new revamped staff beneath him. So must win games. Whew. Should I start with this and dodge bullets here? Should I take one for the team?
Do it. You can do it because I'm not touching that.
This is a road game, correct? Am I right on this?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know how that happened, but San Diego State must beat, no question about it, the 2015 5-7 South Alabama Jaguars.
Oh, by the way, they also must beat a South Alabama team who is missing half a defensive line, and their kicker was kicked off the team 2 weeks ago. So they actually don't have a kicker.
But I'm serious, like, Aztec fans, I know there's a lot of you that are awesome and great, and we got passionate guys who want to counter everything we say, but you're not there yet if you lose to a bad team that's new to FBS, didn't go to a bowl game, plays in the worst conference. I get it. Your team was different after non-conference, after Penn State, South Alabama, and Cal. Regardless, good teams don't lose to teams like South Alabama, especially at home with the big lead that they had. I'll just leave it at that. That for them, I know the Cal game's bigger, beating Nevada's bigger, San Jose, but for me, this is number one must win for the conference and for the Aztecs if they have any chance of proving, I guess, me or whoever the people, the haters you want to say about them, which we're not, it's not the case, but you have to beat this team and beat them convincingly. And then I think Nevada over Purdue, just because Nevada should win, and then I've already mentioned this, New Mexico over Rutgers as well.
Go ahead, Matt.
So I picked a different San Diego State game just because, I mean, while I agree with Jeremy that, you know, if you want to be taken seriously, you have to beat South Alabama. But I think that's almost a given at this point that they're probably going to beat the Jaguars.
It was last year as well.
Fair.
At home, I'm just saying. Not to pile on, but I'm just saying.
But to me, the road game that I think they have to win is the road game at Northern Illinois. And I think that's because, one, the Huskies have been where the Aztecs want to be. They won 5 MAC titles in a row before last year. They've been to an Orange Bowl. They've, you know, they have the track record of success that San Diego is trying, that they're in the middle of building right now, basically. And, you know, maybe they won't be quite as dynamic as they were in the last couple of years, but, you know, the Huskies are still a team that are going to be a factor in the MAC. And, you know, if you were paying attention to them in bowl season last year, that's not the team that you're going to get when you go to DeKalb.
Nope.
And the Aztecs are good enough to do it, and I want to see them do it. But, you know, Northern Illinois is not going to make it easy for them. The second game that I have on my list is Fresno State versus Tulsa. Which, oddly enough, fun fact, the game got moved to a noontime start for a Garth Brooks concert.
Is that why it's not on CBS as well? It's moved to the Mountain Network?
That is correct. Garth Brooks is doing 4 shows in town. Go figure.
No, he will sell those out. When I was here, he came to Salt Lake about 6 months ago. He added 2 more shows, sold 4 shows out in a 20,000-seat arena.
But to me, you know, I think Tulsa is the most critical non-conference game for the Bulldogs just because, you know, they're a good team, but the Golden Hurricane are a flawed team, too. Like, they can't stop anybody, or at least they haven't in the last couple of years.
I will counter, can Fresno throw past anybody?
That's exactly the point. Like, if they can get the quarterback situation figured out, I think they'll probably be fine. But, you know, if the offense sputters against Tulsa and they lose that game, all of a sudden you're looking at a 1-3 start going into conference play. And if you get off to a poor start in conference play, there could be a lot of changes happening in the middle of the season. To me, the last game that's kind of a must-win is a different road game. I have San Jose State at Iowa State for, you know, a lot of the same reasons that Jeremy mentioned for, you know, Nevada over Purdue. Iowa State's reloading. They've got a new head coach. You know, they have some nice pieces in place, but, you know, they aren't the best. They aren't the best Big 12 team out there, and I think San Jose State, if they take the step forward that I expect them to, should win this game. And I think if they want to be taken seriously as a contender in the West, they have to win it.
The Cyclones model, we're not Kansas.
Exactly.
All right, do you have a couple, Chris? Any different ones you want to touch on real quick?
Yeah, absolutely. You guys...
I know we're missing one. You can go with it. It's okay. Week 2, it's fine.
I want to, but I really don't. I think, and I'm going to say 2 because I think both of these are very key for either one of these teams having a chance at a New Year's Day Bowl. So first one I'm going to say is Boise State, Washington State. I think that will be the biggest challenge in the regular season Boise State will have all year. First one to 50 or first one to 60 wins. Yeah, pretty flat out. Second one I'm going to go to, I'm going to go with a different San Diego State game that I mentioned before, San Diego State Cal. Last year, this game wasn't even close. San Diego State needs to dominate Cal in order for them to definitely be in that big talk about New Year's Day Bowl, especially, or New Year's Eve Bowl, especially since, hey, they're getting some preseason love. They're ranked 24th, I think, in one of the preseason polls right now.
SI has them there. I think ESPN put them at 25. Yeah, they have good things going for them against Cal. Davis Webb comes in from Texas Tech, no more Jared Goff. But it says last year's game wasn't even that competitive. That's what's really disappointing from last year's matchup.
But once again, it shouldn't be. Like, San Diego State should win this game, and if they don't, it'll bring up questions again. Finally, the last one I'm going to bring about, and this is going to be a really silly one. Coach Tony Sanchez, you have to see that you have improved your team. You have to beat Idaho.
They will.
They will.
Here's the question. Here's the question. Will they put more points on this game or versus Idaho State last year?
No. Idaho's actually, like, Idaho actually might be in the running for a bowl game this year. And, oh, God, it pains me to say that.
Again,
they actually have.
Yeah, we're keeping that Gem Idaho bowl game. We're keeping that.
They actually have a very good offense to work with. So if UNLV can handle Idaho, and throttle them, this team will be very scary in the coming years, if not this year.
No, that makes sense, because if they're improving, you want to beat teams that they're better than and not just beat them 20-12 or something like that. So
exactly, and it's at home.
So they should. All right, so we will take a, as Chris liked to say before, a 10-second station identification, and we'll be right back momentarily.
That was in 10 seconds.
All right, on to the list. Onto our list from our good... That's okay. I just need a marker to know when to cut stuff. So we're keep going. This is staying in. That was probably a minute for people listening at home. Let's go to our list. Let's go bottom up, because I don't want to go with championship game. We'll do just for fun later. Real quick, expansion. Is any team from this league going to the Big 12?
I'll play it safe and I'll say no.
Sorry, Colorado State.
If this was football choice only, Boise State should be in, but it's not. It's there's UNLV
Colorado
is trying
State,
to get in.
San Diego
Mexico,
State,
Air Force. Not gonna happen. All right, so let's start with this. The fun one, the fumbled season. So you duffed it, as I like to say, from the old shutdown full cast. Rest in peace, video version. I would say if a team's gonna have a fumbled season, I would. On my prediction, I could say San Jose State, but I already put them so low. I think Nevada would be the team that has the potential to be worse than expected.
Yeah, I think I actually predicted that in the preview.
Well, then I will make it a trio of Wolfpack then.
Oh, we hate Nevada.
Because I have my handy-dandy Excel sheet, and I have them at 5-7 this year. And I think if they go 5-7, it's an open question as to whether Brian Polian comes back for 2017.
Well, but the question is this team would do worse than predicted? Well, I guess so, because they're predicted second. So, yeah, that's fair. All right, so you're fired.
Are they going to be fired in the middle of the year?
At all.
And this one says, which do you think will be fired at the end of the year?
No. Semantics.
I still think no coach will be fired. I know that is. I guess I'll put somebody just because that's if I think we'll get fired, I'm going to go Tim DeRuiter. Just because I think that makes the most sense for he gets one last chance, cleaned house, essentially reassigned staff. But I think it's going to be him that's likely to get out. But will he?
I think it's going to be Polian, just because I think when we did our Nevada preview, I was kind of the low man on the poll when it came to the Wolfpack. I just don't have a good feeling about him this year, and I think if they take a step backwards, it's going to cost him his job.
Hey, Matt, did you like my emphasis on the typing?
I did.
Yes. Brian goddamn Polian, I think, will be out at the end of the year.
I think with them, like, they should – it's weird that we say they may decrease, but they should. Like, I think they're hit or miss because they say they're keeping a pistol with what did Polian say during fall camp, more eye candy for the pistol offense or whatever that means. Maybe does that mean the diamond formation, jet sweeps? I don't know. But with who they have, like Jericho Richardson, Sean Henderson on the outside, running the ball, James Butler, they shouldn't be in this scenario, but we'll see. All right, so next one. The deciding game. Which game will make a huge impact on the conference on our conference champions?
Yeah, I think the obvious answer is Boise State.
You
want to
start, Matt, with that? Do you have something?
Close out the year, and a lot of that is because I have them 1-2 in the Mountain Division. I won't spoil my pick. I think we may have discussed it at some point in one of the other podcasts, but I think that's the game in the toughest division where they're going to have the most on the line.
I am going to go.
What do you have, Chris?
I'm going to go Boise State, New Mexico.
I think we're all going to agree here that's going to be a Mountain Division team because
absolutely. I mean, San Diego State should have the division locked up by late October.
I guess I gotta go with. I don't think Utah State's close. I gotta go with these. Both these games are great. I could agree with both of them. I will say I'll agree with Matt just because it's the season finale, and our hope is, like we both mentioned, like legitimately both could be not likely, but could be undefeated at that point. So I'm gonna go with Boise State Air Force. Not saying there will be 11-0, but I think that with the basically a semifinal game there, so I'm gonna go with that one. And in the West, there's nothing in the West really. Like we said, like the closest thing would be like San Diego State, Nevada, San Diego State, San Jose State, but I think we're all in agreement the West should be won by multiple games for the Aztecs. All right, so upset of the year. Whew. Not stupid upset, just upset of the year. Does this have... Okay, not to be rude to any Boise State fans, but does this have to include the Bronco game again? I'm just saying, the past 2 years...
I guess in the sense that if you're looking for upsets and this conference isn't known to have a lot of upsets... then yes. But I'm going to go with Purdue beating Nevada.
Ooh. What do you got? Bring it. Oh, you're going out of conference. Okay. Okay, actually, yeah. They said either, so Purdue beating Nevada. Oh, jeez. The guys at Hammer the Rails would probably want to throw rocks at you because they wouldn't believe you. No, that's fine. No, that's the way we treated Nevada and talked about them based on our opinions of where they can go hit or miss, high or low. That fits right in with our MO. Our MO.
Come on, you guys. I've hated Nevada for years. I'm like the hipster
hating Nevada. Is that the memo we sent out?
Of course. Wouldn't that make me the hipster?
No, you're not the hipster. You are the original.
Sorry, Brandon. Sorry, Daniel.
We can get into semantics later. I would say, I don't know. I didn't look at out of conference games to think about it. I would say Navy beating Air Force at home, at Colorado Springs, because Navy somehow they're getting more votes in the coaches poll than San Diego State, which is ridiculous. But I'm thinking that would be a really big upset because of who they have coming back for both on either side. Air Force has Jacoby Owens. They have experienced quarterback. Yeah, he didn't play last year, but he's played years before. Navy loses their best player ever since Roger Staubach. And if Navy beats Air Force, that's a pretty big deal.
So
and
I'm debating between
I'm gonna go with that one.
Two different games. I'm trying to think of which one would be the bigger upset, in my opinion. And no.
Why over Cal?
No.
Hold on. I got it. Aztecs over Jaguars.
Seriously, if Cal loses that game, they didn't.
I'm sorry, that was me. No, I just said I wanted another chuckle.
Sonny Dykes starts picking up Australian rugby.
Do they just give up? Do they give him the Lane Kiffin treatment, the international version?
Sorry. No, he joins the National Gridiron League and coaches that finds a job there at those American football.
Okay, so
maybe
if I think I'm going to go with Utah State over BYU.
Oh, that would
make for some vitriol on my other work. Oh, I would love it.
It's like Matt wants me to have.
Where's that game at this year? It's in. I'm Logan. No, it's in Provo.
I mean, I think.
Okay, what's your basis behind that possibility?
Like I said before, they've got some questions on defense, and they've got some questions about their explosiveness on offense. But I think their track record should make them very competitive. And I think that if they can keep BYU off the scoreboard, which I think they'll probably keep a lot of teams from scoring a lot of points this year, you know, that could be the recipe that they need, excuse me, for an upset. Like if they can hold BYU under 21 points, I think they can win that game.
dark horse that can win the conference, and his requirement was, say, other than Boise State, Utah State, or Colorado State.
And throw San Diego State
in. I know, I was going to say, no Aztecs there. I will go, I'm going to, just real quick, New Mexico, Lobos.
Well, you didn't mention Air Force. Isn't the obvious answer Air Force?
It could be, but, well, dark horse.
But you know what, just...
Dark Horse, Air Force is not necessarily a dark horse for me because they, well, I guess New Mexico is as well, but Air Force, their team.
Okay. So in the spirit of dark horses everywhere, then I'm going to say San Jose State.
God damn it, you took mine.
Come on, Chris, your default is UNLV.
Yeah, San Jose State. I had to go with it.
Okay, no, that's cool. I just went because I think Air Force has a more realistic chance in New Mexico. That's why Dark Horse. So, all right, so that's our three picks there. Nobody from the West, obviously. Sorry, Nevada. I'm sorry. I can't speak. Not Nevada. So, surprise team. What team will surprise this season? For me, I will go San Jose State because I predicted them 4-8 to start the year in our earlier preseason show. So I will go with them making a bowl game for me as my surprise team.
Yeah, I think I had San Jose State at 6-6. Mm-hmm. So them making a good bowl game wouldn't exactly be a surprise, especially since we don't know anything about them.
Wait, Kenny Potter can hit a garbage can from atop a Spartan Stadium.
I'm gonna go with I'm gonna go with Wyoming. I think Wyoming's gonna have a couple of good surprises for us.
So what's the surprise for them? 4-8?
I don't think it's a bowl game, but I think it's going to be significantly improved, and really it's going to keep Craig Bull around for another year.
All right, so let's stick with you, Chris. You have three teams apparently. That's your team. What your team are you sticking with here?
Wait, I have three teams.
I thought you said San Diego State could be future alma mater of your team.
I said future. I didn't say it right now.
Okay.
So what about my surprise?
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. You typed it in, so I thought you said
Matt's
it.
Not feeling loved over here.
I'm sorry.
I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I think I'm the optimist when it comes to Colorado State. I think
run the ball.
A very healthy factor in the Mountain Division.
Oh. So, okay. So I'm going to go. So for my team.
You can do both if you like.
I am going to do both. So for UNLV, I'm going to stay 7-5. And for Boise State, bring on the hate. I'm picking them doing 12-0.
All right, Matt, what do you have for Fresno?
I have Fresno State at 5-7, which I still think will be good enough to help Tim Drudder keep his job.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
All right, so the University of Utah, they have a quarterback in Troy Williams, and will lead them to an 8-4 record and go to the Sun Bowl.
Wait, who's your team this year?
University of Utah.
Nice.
I don't have a team, but really, come on.
You shouldn't be betting for us.
What was that? Wait, I missed that. What was that?
You shouldn't be writing for us.
Hey, probably not. Hey, they were in the league when I started, so I'll go Utah 8-4 in the Sun Bowl, and they'll beat USC, so bam.
Boom.
If I pick a team in the league, it'd probably be Utah State, and I'd probably go 8-4 and going to a decent bowl game. So, but I'll keep my Utah prediction in there because they are my team. So I'll put Utah 8-4 and beating San Jose State. Sorry, Spartans. All right, newcomer of the year. I don't know. Do we have time for this one? I didn't look at this beforehand. We
Johnny
could do
Stanton.
Who?
Johnny Stanton, UNLV.
Okay, that's a good one. I will go. I'll go to Colorado State. If he gets a nod, it'll be Bouton Fata. Is that his name?
Yeah.
Is that his name? I forget his name every time. Matt, is that correct? Do you know?
Bouton Fata,
that guy. Yeah, I'll go with him.
Well, it says transfers and underclassmen. So
actually, no. Let me rephrase that. I will go with Go ahead, Matt. I got my guy. I got to look up his name really quick because I don't want to be a dummy. I was kind of half joking there.
Well, I mean, I'll be a homer because I think he's going to seize the starting job and do pretty well with it. And he's still a redshirt freshman. Jason Virgil.
Yeah! Still a newcomer.
Technically. I will actually go with... crap, did he redshirt last year? I hope he did, because if not, my pick is even more dumb. Nope, he started 12 games last year. Crap, I was going to say Kendall Keys of UNLV.
But is he a sophomore?
No, he's a junior. I thought he was. He's actually a junior to be... he actually played 2014. Jeez, I must not know anything about this conference.
Eight years to admit it.
I'll go with Chris with Johnny Stanton. That seems like the most logical choice. He should play a lot, and if Rebels are what we think they are, he should be pretty good. Not great, but okay. But I'll go with Johnny Stanton because he has legitimate to play. So player of the year overall, I will start there. Dang, this is tough because you got a lot of quarterbacks that are good, or a couple quarterbacks, and a lot of running backs. I don't want to go with the best player and the best team, but Donald Pumphrey's too good to say no to. I don't know if he'll do what he did last year, but I got to go Donald Pumphrey, player of the year.
Chris?
Yeah, I hate to say it, but Donald Pumphrey is definitely, I think, player of the year this year.
I mean, I could be a contrarian, but I think I'll just agree with you guys because I think he's going to be best player on. Yeah, I think he's going to be the offensive player of the year at the very least, and that should be good enough to make him the best player overall.
Yeah, I think when it comes down to it, Brett Rypien versus Donnell Pumphrey, I think it's going to be this is Donnell Pumphrey's senior year, right? He's a senior this year.
Yeah, he wants Marshall Faulk's record as well and all sorts of stuff. So.
Yeah, I think there's just way too many things he can do. Brett Rypien's got another 2 years to dominate this thing.
3 years, excuse me? Or are you suggesting NFL early?
All right. Heisman.
Okay. No, none? No, nobody, I don't think?
Nine.
No.
I think here's my thing. This is – well, I think Pumphrey's the probably top player. I could see – if there is a guy, maybe Brett Rypien being in the conversation at some point, but that might be after maybe that Washington State game or going, if he goes nuts with like 550 yards and four touchdowns or something like that, just because of how the offense plays out. But nobody's going to be legitimately considered, unfortunately. So even if – nice one, Chris, there. nothing. Even if you have Boise undefeated, San Diego State undefeated, I still think it's look what Kellen Moore did. He barely got invited. And so, Coach of the Year, you want to start with that, Chris?
Yeah. Let's do Tony Sanchez.
Homer.
Yeah, absolutely. Really? Well, it's either going to be Tony Sanchez or it was going to be Bob Davie.
Really? Yeah. You think both of those guys could beat an undefeated Boise State? Because I think if Boise goes undefeated, the obvious choice is Brian Harsin.
You mean 13-0 or 12-0?
Well, whatever perfect means in 12-0.
Here's the thing. So let me ask you this then. If Rocky Long goes undefeated, if San Diego State goes undefeated, would that honor go to Rocky Long?
Absolutely, okay. Yeah.
Oh, we just learned a bit about math there then, I guess. Okay.
I mean, I think if anybody goes undefeated in conference.
No, I totally agree with you. I just look at Coach of the Year like I look at Teacher of the Year, who's basically done the most to help their students and their athletes improve significantly.
I agree with that. That's why I thought Bob Davie should have had it last year.
I totally agree with that.
You said yours, Matt, right? Or did you not?
Yeah, I said Harsin.
Harsin, Sanchez. I'll go Rocky Long because there's I'm going Rocky Long there. All right, really quick, let's just go to our championship game stuff. We'll get to the major playoff bowl in a second, but what's your record for Boise? Because I think we're all going to agree it's Boise San Diego State. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, good. I'm speaking for everybody just to make sure. So, Chris, what is your record for Boise State?
That, my friend, is 12-0.
What about San Diego State?
This I'm fighting back and forth between. So San Diego State, and for all intents and purposes, should be 12-0. Should be. I feel like that Cal game is going to be a loss. I don't know why.
Which game was that again? Sorry.
Cal.
Okay, sorry, my headphones popped out for a moment.
I don't know why. I can't like stick my finger of it. I think it has something to do with last year Cal just dominant beating up on San Diego State, not being even close. I feel like the game will be closer this year. I just don't think San Diego State will get over. I think San Diego State's going to be 11-1.
Okay. What do you have, Matt?
I have Boise at 12-0. I have San Diego State at 10-2, and I think that the Aztecs will be a very nice representative in the Las Vegas Bowl.
Oh man! Yeah. Here's my thing. I've said that. I guess. Do I have to say what I've said before in the past, or can I change? Record-wise?
No, you can change.
Because I've said, like, I've been on either interviews or other radio stations on our show. I've said a couple times. I've called my shot. I'm going to stick with it because it would just be amazing. I've said before, Boise State 12-0, San Diego State 12-0. Will that is that likely? No, because undefeated is very, 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 a million varies difficult to do. Neither of these schedules are all that tough. Oregon State for Boise, Washington State will be tricky with their QB and what Mike Leach does out there. Aztecs, as I joke with South Alabama, they'll be fine. Cal's the only game that really concerns me. Maybe Nevada, maybe at Utah State, not really. But I'm going to go big and say 12-0 versus 12-0.
I would.
I have to.
I want that. You don't understand. I want this to happen.
So do I.
For the good of the conference, for the good of both teams, I want that to happen. And think about the ratings, and think about like the TV media slobber it will get.
Would game day go to the title game over SEC, ACC, Big Ten for this game?
It might.
I think if there's a New Year's Eve bowl on the line, absolutely.
Would there be a playoff bid on the line, do you think?
No.
Okay, I was gonna laugh, but
I think it all depends on whether Houston is undefeated or not.
They're not gonna beat Oklahoma.
Well, I'm just saying, I think if Houston is undefeated going into the American Championship game, that makes it a lot different than if they have that one loss versus Oklahoma or Louisville in non-conference play. Because I think if both of those teams are undefeated and there's like a Fiesta Bowl bid online or something like that, I think that kind of changes the complexity of how things are covered.
All right, so now the big question is, who's going to win this game?
Boise.
Oh, give us a reason why, because people will think we're just big ol' homers and love the Broncos so much. What's your kind of Cliff Notes reason why they'll beat the Aztecs?
Well, I mean, it's kind of ironic because it's not like I have a lot of love personally for either team.
Exactly.
As a Fresno State guy. But I think if there's any one unit in this conference that is better than the rest, I think Boise's offense has the chance to be the best unit, offense or defense, in this conference. And I'm not saying that the Aztecs won't be able to
hater
a very competitive game. But if they get down 10 in the conference championship game, do you guys think that the Aztecs will be able to come back from 10 points down, like, let's say, in the late third quarter? Because I have my doubts.
I want to see what Christian Chapman can do at quarterback before I can answer that. But as of what we know, I'd lean toward no.
And that is why I think Boise can win, because I think that they can do enough on offense to hold the Aztecs at arm's length, basically.
Yeah, it's exactly the same scenario as we talked about or with the Boise preview of with against Washington State. These teams don't necessarily have the defenses. Boise State's defense is not as good as San Diego State's defense. However, Boise State will outscore.
Wait, hold on. Can you say that loud and clear?
Yes,
one more time.
I'll say that loud and clear. I do not think Boise State's defense is as good as San Diego State's defense. You need to like sound clip that and then like put that at the beginning of the show because But with that being said, absolutely, I'm on the line with Matt.
I think this team can outscore anybody. And literally, if for some reason San Diego State decided to try and play a race to 30 game with Boise, that's not San Diego State's game.
It's true. It's the same reason, like, I don't think these reasons are far-fetched. Like, I agree with Chris. The best unit is likely to be Boise State. Brett Rippon, Thomas Burbeck, Jake Rowe, Jeremy McNichols. They need a couple, maybe two or three wideouts. But like I said in the comments, somebody put a funny thing, like the faucet towards the bathtub filled up with water. It's the thing. Like, Boise State, yes, they have a new defensive coordinator. They're promoted within. That helps. Yes, they lose guys to NFL, Kamel Correa, Dante Dion, Darian Thompson, all in the NFL right now. The defense should be okay. Like, they're not going to be second, third, fourth. They may not even be the fifth best defense. But there might be games where they're winning 40-28, 35, like stuff like that, where they'll give up points, but they'll still outscore. This is no, like I said, no offense to Aztec's offense, but they're not built for unless Christian Chapman surprises us by miles and miles, and Aztecs have the Marcus Sampson, whatever his name was a couple years ago, wide receiver, the next coming of Ryan Lindley throwing the ball at quarterback, they're not a team that's going to go out and win, score 45 points. They're not even going to score 30 points in some of these games when they're going up against teams that are not like Hawaii or not Wyoming, teams like that are playing low-level FCS teams. Boise State's offense can – again, we know the Aztecs' defense is very good. I just think the explosiveness of Boise State, what they can do throwing the ball, what they've proven – I'd put my chances of them scoring more points and getting past the Aztecs defense and the Aztecs stopping them. Aztecs will make plenty of stops. Turnovers will happen. We saw Boise Air Force games years past, but I think the offense is too good to say that they can't at least get 21 points against the Aztecs defense, and that could be enough to beat them.
2 years ago, the Broncos gave up 26.8 points per game, which was tied for fifth in the conference. But they also scored nearly 40 points a game.
Yeah.
And they won a Fiesta Bowl. So, you know, I'm with you guys. I think the Aztecs have better defense than the Broncos.
Oh, by far.
So you may want to sound clip that too. But I think the offense is light years better. And I think that's going to make the difference in that kind of title game.
Yeah, like I said, unless Christian Chapman, Ryan Lindley or something, that's. They're not, like Chris said, they're not built to do that type of offense. They want to give Donald Pumphrey 30 touches, get him 170 total yards on the ground, get a special teams touchdown from Rashard Penny possibly, and their defense just holds and holds and holds. Which, that's how they could beat Boise State, get a special teams touchdown, get a pick six or turnover. That will help them out, but offensively themselves, I don't think they could score 35 points against even the Air Force defense, really. They could, but Air Force defense is really good. But I think Boise is going to be undefeated, and they'll go to whatever bowl game they're signed to, Fiesta Bowl or Peach Bowl or Cotton Bowl or something.
Probably.
One more quick thing of this. Do either of you care where this game's played for the outcome?
Well, ideally, I'd like it to be in San Diego so I could go to the game.
Well, I just mean by who would have a better chance, like the home field, I'm saying. Like, would that make a difference?
I don't think that makes it. I don't think that makes a difference for San Diego State fans. I went to the game last year. The stadium was not full of Aztec fans. It was pretty. It wasn't split. It was about 70% Aztecs, 30% Air Force. But if this game's at Boise, you're not going to see very many Aztecs fans there, period.
And see, yeah. I don't think it would make much of a difference because the last time the Aztecs went to Boise, they beat the Broncos.
Absolutely. You brought that. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, they beat back to back. And special teams.
I don't think they're going to be scared to go on the road, but I just think that, you know, Boise State's going to have enough answers for them on offense to really counteract that defense.
All right, now that we've completely killed San Diego State's chances here because people hate us for it, but they could, whatever, we don't need to go more into this. We'll get into this later down the road. Anything else we need to add? Like, Chris, any fun stuff you want to talk about the season? Anything else you want to get into really quick? Because we're pretty much done.
Do I give a plug yet?
Go for it. Sure, you can do that.
All right. So anybody who
wants to... We're having technical difficulties here.
Nice. So...
Go ahead. Sorry.
So anybody who actually cares, I did find a new place to write and hang out. If you follow me at Greek Pottery on the Twitter, you'll know I've been talking to this particular blog that starts, actually, we're timestamping this at August 14th. The blog starts tomorrow. It is the Forgotten Five. So www.forgotten5, like the number 5.com. And basically, we're going to be covering all Group of Five conferences there. And we're going to be trying to go into other sports outside of football. But football is going to be our primary task right now.
Question. Yes. People cannot automatically follow you on Twitter. Is that going to change?
People cannot automatically follow me on Twitter. They have to request to follow, and I did that for work purposes.
Just making sure. Just so people look for you and they can't find you or whatever. I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
Just making sure. Okay.
So if you try, and follow me and you're like in a bikini, that's, you know, that's not going to happen. But
spam bot.
Yeah. But yeah, I've privatized the Twitter account just because of the fact, like I said, for my job. But yeah, feel free to, you know, at least send some hate mail my way at Greek Bot.
Let's just say this. As long as you're not, I'm pretty sure he'll let anybody follow you as long as you're not a porn bot, an egg, spam bot, or an Idaho fan, right?
Those no, I let Idaho fans follow me.
All right, so go to Greek Padre. He has the hot takes. And again, we have yet to do this. Maybe your new venture help you, but can we get you to 500 followers? We've been pumping that for like two years.
We're at like 491 or something like that.
I'm looking right now, 489.
Oh, I lost one. Just a San Diego State fan.
I think I unfollowed you, just no kidding. No, just cool. Check out their stuff. Obviously, you'll be back on at some point throughout the year, bringing some sort of expertise to our sideshow here.
Expertise, in quotation marks.
Matt, anything you want to add to the season that's finally almost here in about 2 weeks?
Please just get here. I'm ready.
Yes, get here. I don't want to hear expansion talk. I'm tired of the bickering because... In the past 2 weeks, I spent probably three nights on Twitter doing more than I should have, arguing against, like we said, we're biased against your team. Colorado State, obviously San Diego State, Boise State fans have gotten into it. Utah State, they're more tongue-in-cheek. I even got into it with, Matt knows this, Boise State, I should do air quotes here, but people who are paid much more than we are to do this type of thing, arguing about our Twitter list from Boise State, people who cover the team from the Idaho Statesman, other newspapers, other radio stations in that area in town. Yeah, grow up, knock it off. We had fights with them over... Sorry, we forgot one guy who's covered the team on the TV side for 30 years that never tweets about Boise State football. We apologize. Sorry. Now get over it and get the season here. Right, Chris? Right, Matt?
Yep.
Yes.
That's our show for tonight. Chris Andres hanging out with us. Theme song will be here forever. So those who love it, awesome. If you don't like it, fast forward. I don't know what to tell you. Season is here, coming up shortly. Next up, we'll do a quick, our next show would be a Hawaii Cal week. I guess we'll call week zero. We'll go with that term, week zero term for the opening game. Check us out. We're on Blog Talk Radio. Yes, we're back there for, hopefully for good now. SoundCloud's still kicking. iTunes, Stitcher. Give us a review. We've had like four reviews. Can somebody give us a review? Chris, will you hop on iTunes and give us a review?
I do not have iTunes, but if I did, I totally could be a review.
Okay, dang it. I guess that's the best endorsement we can get. If I had iTunes, you'd get a review. I'll take it. We'll take it, I guess. But that's our show, mwcconnection.com. Leave us your comments. Season's almost here, and we will post these predictions in the podcast on our, not on our feed, but on the actual page on Mountain West Connection so you can come back and laugh at us for how wrong we are, but... Like I said, season's here. We'll see everybody next time. And, yeah, football's back. And, again, we're biased against, yes, your particular team.